You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora koutoua, how are you both this morning?
Kia ora, we're good. Good. Thank you for the lovely intro, damn.
Ah, it's so nice to chat with you guys. You've just put out a fantastic new single called What You Do When You're All Right, which I think is quite an intriguing name for a track. Before we get stuck into talking about the song itself, tell us a wee bit about who Shoreboy is as a group.
Basically, it's just us four, me, Lily, and Farah and Simon. We've all been mates and went to uni together and just reached out. We're like, hey, let's start a band. It's kind of a slightly uninspiring story, but just like to hang out with each other or like to write music. We're like, hey, got an idea. Let's do it.
You say uninspiring, I would say classic. A classic band story.
Classic. That's a better word.
It's all about the framing. Shoreboy, you've been playing a bunch of good-looking gigs and releasing some really cool singles. Yet to make your Tamaki, I'm yet to see you play in Tamaki, so I'm excited to hear a little bit about what the vibe is like when you are performing together, because obviously, as you say, being friends, being sort of like shared interests in what you're writing about, it must be quite a fun experience to be playing together and getting to kind of exercise those songs.
I mean, yeah, sure. I love to play live. I think it's fun. I mean, Lily, what are your thoughts on playing live?
Yeah, I enjoy it as well. I'm definitely the most reserved, so I just hang out on the bass.
But I just test you. That's my challenge to myself each night we play. Is like, how can I annoy Lily on stage? Because she can't do anything.
No, I'm quite trapped up there. Yeah.
No, it's very fun.
Too busy holding it down on the bass. So Lily, you're the bassist. Beth, what's your role in the band?
I'm on vocals.
Nice. And what's the rest of the crew's various jobs on stage?
We've got Simone, who's on guitar, and Freya on the drums.
And how does the writing break down? Are you all kind of involved in writing tracks, or is that someone brings a song to the group and you all flesh it out?
I think that generally Beth and Simone will bring kind of like an idea to the group, and then we tend to flesh it out together. Mm. It seems to be changing the further along we go, though, and we're trying different things out. But yeah, I think generally Beth and Sim will bring ideas to the group, and then Freya and I will contribute.
Yeah, I like doing it that way too, with all of us writing together most times anyway.
Yeah, totally. You kind of get a sort of slightly different reflections on an idea perhaps than you would have done if you were just writing it away on your own.
Oh, totally. Like, especially if you've kind of got maybe a small idea of what the song could be, and then by the time the writing session's over, it's this entirely different thing. Mm-hmm. And it's always so much better than I could have made by myself. So I'm stoked every time.
What You Do When You're All Right. I am intrigued by the title of this. What was the kind of concept behind this track?
It was basically just a song for needed to let out this relief of a relationship ending that I was just like, oh, thank goodness this is over kind of thing.
And the euphoria.
The euphoria for sure. And then it just kind of came out. The song just like wrote itself. And then I remember being like, I think we should call it What You Do When You're All Right. Or maybe you're someone who said, I can't remember exactly now. And we were like, no, we cannot do that. But then it just stuck, and the name stuck, and we couldn't change it.
Yeah. So I really like
it. Long title. Yeah.
No, I really like it. And I think it's an interesting perspective on a breakup that you don't often hear necessarily reflected in, you know, your classic breakup songs are usually more about feeling quite gutted rather than that sort of strange feeling of when you sort of realize you're actually maybe okay as well. That's a different experience to be writing about.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And I just think it's, I was just being honest.
Yeah.
I was just like, how it felt, and I thought, oh, I'm not super super gutted right now, but I would love to have a song that reflected how I feel.
Yes.
That's why we write music.
It totally. It was important to kind of like sign off chapters of your life a little bit and have something that can kind of represent that time almost.
Yeah, for sure.
So who are some of the bands that you have been kind of playing with or enjoying kind of bouncing their ideas around with what you've been working on in that Pōneki scene at the moment?
For like songwriting?
Just like vibes. Who do you like playing gigs with? Who have you been really enjoying in your community?
Darts. Yeah, I was just going to say the exact same thing. We're huge darts fans. They're so good to us. Mm-hmm. We've definitely played a few shows with them now. They're just awesome. And they were our first show in Tamaki Makaurau as well. They like brought us up for our first, little mini tour, and that was really exciting. But yeah, we're big love for darts.
Yeah.
It's nice to have bands that you can kind of be part of the same spaces and work in the same gigs and stuff together and kind of give each other a hand up when it's helpful, eh?
Oh, Absolutely. Totally. They've given us many hands up.
They said, no gatekeeping here. We're going to tell you everything you know.
For our wisdom.
For sure.
So what's next for Shoreboy? Are you guys working towards an album or anything at the moment? Because all the singles have been really exciting.
Yeah, we have got an EP coming out in about a month, which is super exciting. So What You Do is the last kind of single as part of that body of work. So excited. Long time coming.
Totally.
I think we should have a spin of it now in that case. If people want to go get this track in their lives, where's the best place for them to go? Are you on Bandcamp or the streaming services? What's the where, when and hows for finding Shoreboy Band?
I think the best places to find it, probably just Spotify, Apple Music. I think we're on YouTube Music.
Mm.
I'm not sure if the track's on Bandcamp yet, but we're getting
on
there.
My list.
It's on the list.
On Lily's manager list.
Excellent. Hey, Lily and Beth from Shoreboy, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We're going to listen to your new single, What You Do When You're All Right. Thanks. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks for having us. You too.
Thank you.
That is Shoreboy from Pornicky with their brand new track, What You Do When You're Alright. Thanks so much to Lily and Beth for speaking with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.